Well, on this Palm Sunday, as we've just heard again and recounted, really the greatest story ever told, I'd like for us to take just a few minutes here to let this settle in our souls and to reflect on what difference this all makes in our lives. What difference all that we've just seen, what difference all that we've just heard really makes in our lives. Because the greatest tragedy in this life is the life of the person who lives as if none of what we've just seen or as if none of what we've just heard ever happened. The greatest tragedy in this life is the life of the person who lives as if Jesus never did die on the cross, or as if Jesus never did live. A person who lives that kind of life spends their whole life looking for something that has already been shown in Christ. And the person who lives that kind of life spends their whole life working to earn something that has already been earned. So what I'd like to do very briefly is just reflect on what difference this all really makes. Jesus' death, Jesus' life, what difference this makes in our life. We just heard Catherine read to us from Romans chapter 5. There are millions of places we could go in the Bible to help us reflect on the cross. Let's go to Romans 5 today for a few minutes. It helps us see what difference this all makes. Paul says in Romans 5, starting in verse 6, that while we were still weak, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. He goes on, one will scarcely die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person one would dare to die. But God shows his love for us. Get this. God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. It's amazing. This means that, truly, because of Jesus, you can live in the reality of how deeply you are loved. How deeply you are loved. Because who did Jesus die for? The weak and the ungodly. In our helplessness, in our ungodliness, in our rebellion, in our mess, deep in our mess, Jesus died for us. And Paul sort of puts on his, that I'll say his Captain Obvious hat here for a few moments in this section of Romans 5. And he says, none of us would ever do this. None of us would ever die for an ungodly person. I mean, speaking personally for a minute, just yesterday afternoon, around 4:30, I went to the store to pick up a few things that we needed. And I was walking in behind someone who was moving a little bit more slowly than I was. And I had to get one of the little baskets, and they went to get one before me. And I had to wait 5 seconds. And if you were inside my thoughts, you would have thought, this is the greatest travesty known to man. 5 seconds to get a grocery basket. That's what I'm really like. So you're really like too. Although maybe you're more like 15 seconds. Maybe 25 seconds if you're really godly. But all of us have our limits. All of us have our limits. And it's safe to say then, based on that, that we would never die for an ungodly person, maybe a righteous person, maybe. But verse 8 says, here's how unlike us Jesus is. God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. So my first question is, are you living your life practically unaware of or unmoved by or unbelieving in God's great, lavish, unlimited, unmerited, unshakable love for you, shown and proved in Jesus on the cross? What if you lived your life with Jesus at the center of it, assuring you of God's love? You don't need to earn God's love. You could never earn God's love. Be assured of God's love this morning. It's the message of the cross. It's the message of the cross, how deeply you are loved. And second, because of Jesus, you can live in the reality of how completely you are saved. And I mean completely you are saved. Paul writes in verse 9, "Since therefore we have now been justified by his blood," there's a word, justified, "much more shall we be saved by him from the wrath of God." So because of what Jesus has done, because of what he did for us on the cross, all that he endured and took willingly in love for us, that means that the believer in Jesus is justified by the blood of Jesus. Think of justified this way. It means just as if I'd never sinned. Because of Jesus, in God's eyes, you believe in Jesus, all your sin is gone. All your guilt is taken away because of Jesus. But as if that wasn't good news enough, justified now, Paul says, you'll also be justified on the final day too. Verse 9 talks about, quote, "how much more shall we be saved?" Meaning that when Jesus returns one day to judge the living and the dead, you are also saved from the wrath of God then. You're justified now, you're justified then. You're justified on this day, on this Palm Sunday because of Jesus, and you'll be justified on the final day because of Jesus. How? Because all the wrath was poured out upon Jesus. So now look at Romans chapter 5, verse 10, if you're tracking with me. "Because as if justification now and on the final day isn't good news enough," and that is good news enough, but there's more. "We're also told of the gift of reconciliation." It's another word, another thing, another wonderful reality of the gospel purchased for you by Jesus. Reconciliation means you're brought in as a friend of God. You're not just tolerated by God. God doesn't just look the other way now. You are brought in as a friend of God, as a son, as a daughter of God. And this is all of this, praise God, is not grounded in you or accomplished by you. It's all grounded in and accomplished by the death and life of Jesus. Verse 10, "For if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son, much more now that we are reconciled, shall we be saved by his life." So here's how even more completely you're saved. You're saved completely in this way. You're reconciled now to God by the death of Jesus, and you're reconciled to God forever by the life of Jesus. This is all, by the way, why we observe Sundays like this, why we take time to remember and recount and reenact this story, because it's not just a good story. There are so many good stories in the world. This is good news. It's the good news of salvation forever. And this good news proclaims to you that because you didn't earn any of this, you didn't earn your justification, you didn't earn your reconciliation, you didn't earn your salvation, because you didn't earn it, Jesus earned it all for you. That means you can't lose it. Praise God. You are totally, forever, hidden in, secured by Jesus. So be reminded today, on this Palm Sunday, yes, the Son of God gave himself for you. And this makes a difference in your life. You can live in the reality of how deeply you are loved and know that it's true because Jesus proved it for you. And you can know how completely you're saved, all thanks to Jesus. And that's where we'll close here, because of Jesus living in the reality of how differently you relate to God. How differently you relate to him. Verse 11, our last verse for this morning, Paul says, more than that, which is just his way of saying it gets better. It gets better and better and better. More than that, we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we've now received reconciliation. Those five words there in the middle ought to make weak, helpless, ungodly, impatient sinners like you and me shout for joy. We also rejoice in God. That is a whole different kind of relating to God now. We rejoice in God. Because before, you were running from God, but then Jesus came running after you. You were dead to God until Jesus died for you. You were far from God until Jesus came close to you. You were under the wrath of God until Jesus took that wrath for you. You and I, we were blind to God until he set his gaze on us. And what we celebrate this morning is we were unable to come to God until Jesus came into Jerusalem on a donkey to go to the cross for you. All because of Jesus. Now, because of what he has done, because of who he is, because of his accomplishment for us in his perfect life and in his perfect death, here's how differently you can relate to God now. Because you belong to God, you no longer fear the wrath of God, you've been ransomed, healed, restored, and forgiven by the work of the Son of God, so you can rejoice in God. The greatest tragedy in this life is the life of the man or the woman who doesn't know this, who doesn't live like all of this is true. We live practically as if Jesus never did live, or as if Jesus never did die. So let me encourage you, while I have you this morning, don't spend your life looking for something that's already been shown to you in Jesus. Don't spend your life working and working to earn or to keep something that has been earned and secured for you in Jesus. Just hear the good news this morning. Hear it for the 1,000th time, or hear it for the first time this morning. Because of what Jesus did for you on the cross, because Jesus lived the perfect life you could never live, because Jesus died the perfect substitutionary, atoning, victorious death you could never die, you can say in the words of Galatians 2:20, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. You can live practically like this because of Jesus. I know how deeply I'm loved because of Jesus. I know how completely I'm saved because of Jesus. And I know how differently I relate to God now because of Jesus. I can rejoice in God. And we're going to do that in just a minute. We're going to stand and sing. Stuart's going to lead us one of these great hymns of the faith that God's people have been singing for hundreds and hundreds of years. We're going to sing it again this morning. Help us rejoice. Help us do what verse 11 calls us to do. We rejoice in God because of what Jesus has done for us. Oh, for 1,000 tongues to sing. My great Redeemer's praise. Let's pray. Well, as we pray, let's stand together and prepare our hearts and minds and bodies to sing. And I'm going to pray for us this prayer out of our prayer book for the Palm Sunday, out of the Palm Sunday liturgy. We praise you, Almighty God, for the acts of love by which you have redeemed us through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. On this day, he entered the holy city of Jerusalem in triumph and was hailed as king by those who spread their garments and branches of palm along his way. So grant that we may ever hail him as our king and follow him in the way that leads to eternal life, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. This is all true, praise God. So let's sing and rejoice together.